Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Top of the morning. It's Friday, February 25th, 2022. Just weeks after announcing that kids under five could begin sailing on Norwegian Cruise Line, the company has upped that age to passengers under 12. Starting March 1st, guests under 12 years old can sail on NCL without being vaccinated. Passengers 12 and older still need to be vaccinated, but booster shots are not required. Even though Norwegian isn't requiring kids be vaccinated, some destinations might, so you'll want to check those local regulations before you cruise. And Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings released their quarterly earnings statement on Thursday morning. The company lost $4.5 billion in 2021. In Q4 alone, the company took a $1.4 billion hit. The company has since restarted operations on 75% of its ships and has begun sailing at an estimated 51% capacity. Norwegian is expected to restart three more ships in March: Norwegian Sky, Norwegian Jewel, and Norwegian Jade. And how about a world cruise for this Friday? Oceania Cruises has announced its 2024 Around the World in 180 Days voyage aboard its ship Insignia. The vessel will depart Los Angeles on January 14th, heading westward to ports in the Pacific, Oceania, Asia, and the Mediterranean. The voyage includes 96 destinations in total, with 24 overnight stays before ending in New York City. If you want to go on this, fares start at $48,499 per person, but hey, it includes internet. And MSC Group's luxury cruise line Explora Journeys is one step closer to reality. On Thursday, the keel was laid for its first ship, Explora. Two employees from the shipyard and one from the cruise line acted as godmothers to the vessel for the traditional coin ceremony, where two coins were placed inside the block for a blessing and good fortune. The vessel is currently being constructed at Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy and is scheduled to debut in May of 23. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 2%, 20.63. Royal Caribbean up 1.6, 81.38. And Norwegian flat, 19.37. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Friday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.